Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Let's find out who you are. Roger, you are Roger from Being Overseas, right?
Yes, that's
so
right.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so about 3 years ago, I travelled overseas to Europe for the first time, and I made a travel diary about my travels and then shared that with my friends and people online. And then next thing you know, the show ended up on Channel 31, West TV in Perth.
And that's when we met you the first time.
That's right, yeah. So that was, about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes. God. Time flies.
Yeah. So, you know, the journey's just kind of gone on from there. And, you know, next thing you know, SBS picked it up and it had a couple of seasons on SBS. And I've just recently just done a series on New Zealand. So that was my third season. And here we are now. Actually, New Zealand have just picked it up as well. So
have they?
In New Zealand, yeah, which is quite strange.
Unusual. I mean, New Zealand's a great travel country also for Kiwis. I mean, there's so much to see and do.
Oh, God, yeah.
So let's talk about what's being overseas and why is it different than most other, you know, postcards kind of travel?
Yeah. With the show, I wanted to take a really candid approach. So I wanted the show to sort of encompass what a real traveller would go through. And, you know, sort of with your postcards and your great outdoors, it's very sort of driven by sponsorship. So they're always mentioning a hotel. They're always saying, you know, what lovely rooms they have. And, you know, I'm by the pool sipping a cocktail, and they have an awesome restaurant. And it's less about the actual destination itself. It's more about the places you stay.
Right, they're shilling products.
Pretty much. So,
which is okay.
Yeah. So
commercial TV.
Yeah, well, totally. That you got to fund your program somehow. So,
yeah.
But yeah, with this one, because I didn't sort of have that burden of sponsorship that I had to sort of spruik them, it's about travel. So it's about an individual perspective, a real person going on a real trip away, traveling and the places that you see and, you know, sharing your knowledge and what you've learned about the place as well.
Bit of a double-edged sword because with all that sponsorship comes all those sponsorship funds which help produce.
Of course.
So how have you put together being overseas?
Through grit, you know, elbow grease.
And credit cards.
Yeah, so, what was the question again?
How did you put it all together?
Put it all together,
so
yeah.
So, where'd the concept come from and how'd you build it?
Yeah, sorry, I had the thought in my mind. my background is in digital media. So, I have a background in cinematography, editing and working in the production industry. So, when I did travel overseas, you know, I couldn't help myself. I had my camera with me. I wanted to take, you know, video and, you know, had all of this video and then I kind of brought it back with me and then turned it into the show. So it was all, it's kind of like a bit of a one-man band sort of born out of my passion pretty much. Mm. Yeah.
But getting an idea and doing something about it are two really different things because I've got brilliant ideas. In my mind, the next $10 billion apps.
Yeah.
I do nothing about it. How did you put the needle on the record? How'd you get this moving? Was it just the urge to do it?
I don't know. It had a mind of its own. Like, I had this footage. I wanted to do something with it. And then I just thought, you know, I'll put this together as a program, as a travel diary. And then next thing you know, it grew from that. So there was never really an initial thought that I'm going to create a travel program. I'm going overseas. I'm going to make a program. It all kind of, you know, it was a very organic process. So it all kind of just happened and everything kind of fell into place. And then, you know, it has control of me. I don't have control of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So in that context, I guess, is it completely unscripted? How do you formulate a being overseas and how do you keep some level of continuum so that people know what a being overseas is about and how are people going to get what they expect?
Yes.
Or is it more random than that?
see that when I take the footage, you know, I take the footage and then it's all kind of brought together in the edit. So it all sort of came together on the tail end of the trip. You know, there were some things that, you know, it's a reflection. So, you know, as I'm editing, I'm reflecting upon what I'm doing, and that goes into the voiceover. And, you know, then I do a little bit of research about the place and sort of find out more and you know, things that I've learnt, you know, from, you know, travel guides or from, you know, brochures or just things I've heard about the place. I kind of take that with me and then, you know, sort of put it all together in the edit and, you know, screw it together.
Like an IKEA chair.
Yeah, pretty much.
So bad legs. Okay, so research is a key thing with travelling. If you're going to present information to other people, you've got to know what you're doing.
Absolutely, yeah.
How research-driven is your filming, or do you do a lot of backpedalling for editing?
Yeah, look, it you know, as I say, it did happen a lot in the edit. So for me, as a cinematographer, I want to sort of show the beauty of the place and I want to, you know, film this the best way it can be. And, you know, for me, a picture says 1,000 words. So, you know, a lot of the story is sort of driven by the visuals. You know, you see it and then I'll give you a bit of background, you know, when was that temple built or, you know, what dynasty is that from kind of thing. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Mm. So, do you structure it in that way or are you going, okay, I know what I'm doing today. I got my camera, pretty good view of the whole thing. I'm going to get out there, I'm going to do it. And then through the editing, I'm going to do the next bit. Is that how it works?
When I travel...
Because you said organic. That sounds organic.
Yeah, it's organic. Organic. I love it.
It's gluten-free.
Gluten-free. I love it. yeah, I mean, when I travel, you know, I have an idea of where I want to go. So... and that's not necessarily me thinking, I'm going to go to this place because it will look great on the show. I'm going there because that's a place I want to go to for whatever reason, because it's particularly beautiful or it's had, there's a lot of culture involved with that particular area. And yeah, I just kind of go with where, what I'm thinking on the day. You know, before I travel, I kind of have a general idea of what I want, but, you know, you learn things as you travel and, you know, someone tells you a great spot to go, you know, and that kind of leads on to seeing that spot or, you know. Yeah.
Cool. Hmm. And then the editing process, is this where you really drill down on what you had done, or is the editing process something that guides itself?
Look, it's really hard to know. I mean, as an artist, sometimes you just don't know where your ideas come from. They come to you and then you go with it. So for me, it was like, okay, these images, what can I say about this? And, you know, you kind of have a bit of a brainstorming session in your head and you kind of go, okay, well, maybe, you know, I've got a shot of this, so I'll, you know, explain a little bit more about that. And, you know, it all just sort of comes together in the end. It's hard to explain. It's, you know.
Well, that's the organic nature of being overseas, right? So that's a bit of the flavour of what you're doing.
It's
not sponsored. It is organic. It does evolve as it goes. And it seems like the story is telling itself through you.
Yeah, that's it. It's you know, sort of me sort of reflecting and you know, bringing it all together and in a nice, neat little package so everyone can see and, you know, see where I've been and what I've done and hopefully take something from that, yeah.
Here are some benefits you could gain by becoming a Joy 94.9 sponsor. Increase awareness of your product. Increase your customer base. Increase your profits so you can afford that new item you've had your eye on. You know the one I mean. Gregory sponsors Joy, and now his business is just peachy. Isn't that so, Gregory?
Yes, well, I've...
Ha-ha! Wonderful! Dial today, 1-300-JOY-949, or send your mail electronically, sales@joy.org.au. That's A-U, as in A-U. Sponsor Joy!
We are on Joy 94.9 today with Escape Pod. Mark's here, Joe's not. She's in Hong Kong at the moment. It's currently 18 minutes past four, and we're joined by Roger from Being Overseas. Roger's a self-styled, self-everything travel journalist slash artist slash video guy.
Yeah, is that, I don't know. I don't know what label to put on that. Just traveller. Traveller and sharer of travels. So,
right.
Yeah.
So we were just speaking before, if you've just tuned in, about how being overseas came about. Roger started off very organically, and it's really interesting value proposition because you're basically showing people your view of things.
Yeah.
And off air, we were talking about funding, and I think that's one of the things we touched on previously, but that's one of those things that I think really is unique about what you're doing compared to other people. Tell us about your funding.
Yeah, well, look... Well, the trips that I go on, they're all funded by myself. So, there's no sponsorship. There's none of that. It's literally, you know, you're getting a perspective from someone who's doing this as their own trip. They haven't been paid to do it. You know, it's all kind of coming from, you know, where I'd like to go and what I think would be interesting to see. So,
Okay, so not only is nobody funding you to do the travel, that then puts you in that free space where nobody's expecting anything or the story to be in a particular tone.
Absolutely, yeah.
When have been times where you've really spoken your mind, where you think that you wouldn't have been able to do that elsewhere?
Yeah.
Or in another situation, better said.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there is actually in season one, I go to Stonehenge, and that's kind of like the finishing. It sort of closes off the episode, and I wasn't particularly a fan of Stonehenge. And,
why?
I don't know. I just thought it was, you know, quite touristy. Perhaps I was tainted by other people's opinions as well, because not everyone sort of really loved going there. But when you are there, it's you know, there's two freeways on either side. You have to pay to get in. You can't get as close as you want to. It just is such a touristy place to go. And you know, I sort of didn't really, that kind of distracted it for me. I like to sort of be in big open fields and big scenery and all that kind of stuff. And it was just sort of felt very sort of compact. And
was it contrived or
no? I just. Yeah.
It's not a good experience.
It wasn't sort of as great as an experience as I thought it would have been. So I kind
Shame.
Of... Yeah, because I shared that on my show, so...
Did you get any feedback about that?
Were there druids
clamoring around?
I did, yes. I did get a little bit of feedback, you know, this buffoon, what does he know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's always going to be people who troll. But, you know, every travel experience is unique. And, you know, some people take more of a fascination in that thing than others. In this particular instance, it wasn't really something that really blew my mind.
Do you think that you've been more positive about some things because you weren't paid to do so? Meaning that, you know, how some people just have to reel it in because otherwise it sounds like they're shilling a product.
Yeah.
Were you able to really be effusive?
Yeah, look, I mean, it all sort of comes out of my own personal opinion. I don't sort of think about, you know, if I was funded, would I say something different about this? I just kind of say it as it is. And, like, for example, when I was in New Zealand, there's nothing really that bad I could say about New Zealand because everything blew me away. And, you know, it's such a stunning country and, you know, you just can't fault it in terms of scenery. So, you know, I shared that obviously in my experience in the show. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay. So when you're crafting these shows, take us through the process because this is your money. So you've got to go and have a job.
Yeah.
So how do you work forward and how do you put it all together?
So, I mean, it's obviously all my own time. I shoot and I edit. Edit the show. So, you know, I've got my camera. So, you know, I've got a simple sort of digital SLR camera that I shoot with, and I shoot all my footage on there, bring it back.
Now, are you traveling alone the whole time? Do you have like a huge selfie stick?
just my arm. I sometimes when I travel, I do travel with friends. I usually like to split my trip up into two. So I'll have a part of it where I'm traveling by myself and a part of it where I'm, you know, with friends because, you know, it's always nice to share these experiences with other people and, you know, it makes it more enjoyable with the travel experience. But I also do like to travel independently because I do find I get a lot out of that as well. So if I can split the two, you know, have both experiences in the same one trip, then, you know, that's something that I sort of aspire to do and, you know.
Well, that must help you with people being able to just hold the camera so you can do a piece of camera. So it must make it logistically easier.
Yeah. I mean, there's not too many times where I do speak to camera. A lot of the footage is sort of, you know, when you see the show, you know, you'll see a lot of shots of landscape and stuff. And occasionally I'll talk to camera. I might just put the camera on a rock or something, or I might just hold the camera sort of in a selfie sort of style. And that works quite well. And I think it works well to sort of the mood of the show that it is, you know, a real person going on a real holiday. And this is kind of, you know, it's not too sort of staged, I suppose. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So when you're traveling and you are with other people and when you're with yourself, do you have a different kind of relationship with the camera and do you experience the travel differently, and does that come across with the finished product?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, when I travel by myself and I am sort of talking to camera, I mean, it's not an easy thing to sort of be in front of the camera and talk to a camera, because you're just talking to, you know, a machine. So yeah. it's different when you're talking to someone. The travel experience, I guess, you know, there's not really sort of much difference in the information coming across, or, you know, because I don't know. It's all kind of just like one big trip and I'm enjoying the trip and, you know, I'm seeing these amazing things, and it's sort of more about that than it is about, you know.
So how do you choose when to film things? Is that the highlight of what you're going to, or do you find things on the way, or?
Sometimes, you know, like sometimes I might be on a road trip and I'll see something, an amazing scene, and I'll stop and I'll, you know, take a shot of that. So it really is on the fly. So, you know, and everywhere that I travel to, I'll film, and, you know, not everything makes it into the show, but...
Have there been some famous or noteworthy scenes that haven't made it into the show because they just didn't work? And have there been some really odd things that have made it in because they worked, being overseas?
No, I mean, when I'm in the editing process, I kind of think, how much footage do I have? What can I say about this? And also, you know, there's a time restraint. So I try to make the episodes about, you know, 25 minutes. So some things just have to go, you know,
okay,
onto the editing room floor, because there's just not enough time to tell that
part of it. So you've got more footage than you need.
Yeah. And I'll prioritise what I think, you know, what I'd like to share the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So when you're travelling with other people, do they... do they make your life hell because you're talking to your own camera and you're doing this process?
No.
Or are they really participants?
Look, they're participants. They actually sort of enjoy the process. And, you know, a lot of my friends have obviously, you know, seen the show and...
they want in.
Well, yeah. No, they just, you know, like, they're happy to hold the camera. They're happy to stop for me to take some shots and stuff. And they, you know, they just realise that about me, that I... You know, I make this show, so they know about this before they come with me, so they're sort of prepared.
Yeah, so they're half on board.
Yeah.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Mark in the Escape Pod. Jo's currently in Hong Kong, and she's doing something very interesting that you're going to have to tune in next week. Actually, we'll be on at 2 o'clock next week from the next grid, so... Oh, huge, exciting changes. So don't forget to listen in to Jo, and she'll be telling you all about her wonderful trip to Hong Kong. I'm currently with Roger from Being Overseas. Being Overseas is created by Roger. It's filmed by Roger. It's scripted. It's edited. It's everythinged by Roger. And after a short break, we're going to find out how he sells it on and how he gets it on air, because SBS is no pushover. And it's very exciting that you've been able to do all this on your own. So, yeah.
Hi, Jason Gibbs here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Want to learn more about radio or audio editing? We're often looking for people to join our team as program production audio producers, responsible for producing podcasts just like this one. Get involved, meet new people, and learn new skills. Join one of the biggest community radio contributors of podcasts by volunteering for Joy's program production team. All skill levels welcome, no prior knowledge of audio production is required, and best of all, training is free for all Joy members. Keep an eye on the volunteer vacancies page at joy.org.au, and if we're looking for people to join our team, it'll tell you how to get involved right there. The Joy 94.9 program production team, powering Joy podcasts. Any show, anytime. Online at joy.org.au.
That was Jo Brooks with World at Our Feet. And that's a track that Roger's brought in. Roger from Being Overseas is here with us on Escape Pod and Joy 94.9. You're with Mark. Jo's overseas, but she'll be back next week to tell you what she's been up to. And so Mr. Brooks, Jo Brooks, who's he? His great travel-related song.
Yeah, yeah. And I just love that song because it's, you know, it's about travel. And he's out of the UK. I really love the UK music scene. And, you know, when I was over there, I'd, you know, love the music over there, and he was one of the artists I came across. So
excellent. Yeah. Well, good luck to him. He's got a great vibe, and thanks for bringing Jo Brooks to our attention on Joy 94.9. We're with Roger today. It's Roger's the guy behind Being Overseas. Being Overseas is a self-made, self-produced, self-filmed, self-edited, self-everything travel it's kind of like a vlog in a way. It's its own product, really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like a... it's not quite a YouTube style vlog, but it kind of is, and it's sort of adapted into a bit of a program sort of style, and it's structured like a TV show. So
yeah,
yeah.
So you actually have gotten on TV. It's not just web based.
Yeah.
So what was the first time? What was this process with? It was SBS, right?
Or that's
no,
right,
before that was Channel 31.
It was Channel 31. Yeah. Mm.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. Sure. So. A friend of mine actually had mentioned to me that, you know, I should get the show somewhere else. And I kind of thought, well, what's the next step from online? You know, where else can I sort of go? And, you know, Channel 31. And I thought, you know, I'll try and get it on community TV, see how I go. And I sent it through. I didn't sort of think that it would go anywhere or that they'd pick it up. I'm like, well, you know, what would they want to do with my, you know, little travel diary? And next thing you know, they came back and said, yeah, we'd love to have it and, you know, have it on the air. Is it, are you able to give it to us at this time so we can air it this time? And, you know, the rest is history.
So
really.
How did the conversation all come about?
About...
Who approached who?
I approached them. So I approached Channel 31.
Yeah.
You know, just sort of in a blind effort to see what would happen if I'd sent it to...
Give it a whirl.
You know, just give it a whirl. Why not? Yeah.
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 And so you went on... Channel 31.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Yeah. And what was it like seeing your mush on TV?
Oh, it was scary. It's it's quite terrifying, actually. Yeah, I mean, those first couple of episodes were, you know, that was my first sort of attempt at a show. And, you know, your first attempt isn't always your best one. And, you know, as the show's gone on, it's evolved. But, yeah, I could sort of see the flaws in what I was doing.
And, right.
Oh, why did I say that? Why did I say that? That doesn't make sense. Or, you know, that kind of thing. So
you were like, yeah, watching it with one eye closed,
yeah,
kind of thing?
I had a sour face on. I was like, yeah.
So what did you learn from the experience?
You know,
it didn't put you off.
No, definitely not. I got a really great response, and you know, people were really enjoying this. So this, you know, that kind of drove me to keep doing it and,
yep,
and being better at it. So, yeah. So the next job I took over, that I took overseas. I you know, sort of put a bit more time in the production and what I was going to see, and yeah, just kind of spend a bit more time in the pre-production,
yeah,
of it, and yeah. And yeah, I think it shows as the evolution of the show each season goes on.
Well, I guess you're, yeah, watching it through someone else's eyes for the first time.
Mm.
And then you're getting feedback from people.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. So SBS, what was the... How did it go from Channel 31 to SBS? What was the big...
Yeah. SBS, so...
Was it a talent scout?
No. It was pretty much the same sort of process as Channel 31. Like, I actually was travelling... training to be a travel agent, and one of the people in my class actually, you know, one of the, you know, they knew someone who worked at SBS, so they said, oh, look, you know, you should send this through, you know, see what they think. So you know, I got the email, sent it through, and you know, I wasn't expecting anything to happen with that, and then got it sent through to the acquisitions department. And, you know, same thing. They sent back saying, we've got this time slot. It'll be perfect for this.
What were the standards with SBS? Was it all different? Did you have to have it in a right kind of format? Did you have to re-edit anything? Were the times different?
Yeah. So Channel 31 have an APRA blanket for music. So in terms of music and licensing music, I had to change the music tracks. And, yeah, they do take different sort of formats. They have SBS HD, so it had to be in a HD version and right, standard definition. And
were you all prepared, you know, or did you have to re-engineer the whole thing?
I did. I had to re-engineer it. But,
oh, great.
Yeah. But, you know, it was a small price to pay to get a national broadcast of the show. So,
yeah.
You know, and I was happy to go the extra mile and make sure that it got on there.
Did you shoot in HD?
Yeah, it was shot in HD.
Lucky.
So, yeah.
Very to go overseas
lucky.
Again.
Very lucky. Yeah.
Okay, so you're about to go on SBS again with the new series. Is that right, or have I got that?
No. So,
okay, take a step back. You've got a new series coming up. Tell us about that.
I do, yeah. So the most recent series that I've done of being overseas was in New Zealand. So that was shot about a year or so ago, which in my eyes is probably the best season so far.
Yeah.
Cinematically.
Why is that?
Cinematically, and also in terms of, you know, I got a really great script editor as well. So, you know, sometimes I know what I'm trying to say, but sometimes I can't sort of write it and make it coherent. So I had someone there to sort of help me sort of reel in, what am I trying to say? You know, what's the information I'm trying to get across? And, you know, I think in terms of the narration, it's a lot better. And in terms of the cinematography as well, you know, I really sort of upped my game there and
right.
made sure that everything was looking beautiful.
Schmick.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you're going along, do you find that you really do need the extra help to drill down on that detail?
Yeah, look, you know, moving forward and, you know, sort of continuing to make the show, it would be, a great benefit to me to actually have someone with me, because there are those little things that, you know, you can't do. You're just sort of too busy off shooting. You want to get some information about the place, or you kind of, there's other things, little, you know, the devil's in the detail, and anyone who can pick up the details, you know, would be great, but that costs money, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. But surely if you're in a relationship with someone like SBS, there is some money coming back to you to either offset your costs or to put you in a situation where you can plan for another opportunity. Let's not talk about dollars, but is it worthwhile when you get a commission check from someone like SBS? Can that then turn around and say, okay, this is my fund for the next one?
So getting commissioned by national broadcasters is not an easy thing, because they tend to follow the trends. And right now, travel isn't a trend. Food is a trend in the industry now. So,
and cushions.
Yeah, all of that sort of home. Stuff, all the cushy stuff. Mm. I mean, I have tried to get some funding through them, but it's just sort of not on trend at the moment. And, you know, I'm exploring different avenues and, you know, thinking of coming up with different projects that sort of cover the travel, you know, style travel programming, but, you know, it can be done a little bit cheaper. So, yeah. And, you know, we're looking into also having the show sold in-flight entertainment and stuff like that. So that's another way for us to sort of get a bit of cash flow in order to make another season. So,
yeah, okay. And yeah. I guess cash is the biggest deal, right? Otherwise, it's just all from your pocket.
Yeah. So it would be nice to sort of do it that way. And, it's its own entity and it's a product and, you know, you're selling a product. So it's not necessarily, this will get funded and then we'll make it and then it will go to air. It's like, we'll make it and we'll sell it to you.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
You're on Escape Pod with Mark. Joe is currently in Hong Kong, but we've got Roger from being overseas here. That was a track that Roger gave me to play. It's Jetstream by New Order, but it's the Jacques Lou Conte remix. Just watching it scroll past an iPhone screen. Jacques Lou Conte remix for Jetstream by New Order. Why is that one of your favourite tracks? Travel related.
It's travel. Yeah, I thought it'd be, you know, appropriate. Travel show, I don't know. It just kind of makes me think of flying and being in the sky.
Great track.
Yeah.
New Order, you know, how can you go wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
How can you go wrong?
Exactly.
Okay, now, Roger, your show, which you do all yourself, started off as a vlog, basically, ended up going on Channel 31, ended up being on SBS, and now you've done the new season in New Zealand, and that's about to air.
So that's actually going to air this Tuesday in New Zealand. So Dunedin TV have picked it up.
Yep.
So they'll be airing all of the season. So Europe, Japan and New Zealand. So,
Nice. Are you airing this in Australia anytime soon, or is that under discussion?
It's already gone to Channel 31. So New Zealand series has gone to Channel 31. But we do have ideas for the New Zealand series and, you know, hopefully you'll be seeing it in a plane near you.
Yeah, as you were saying, as a travel vlog. So, what's next? That's the big question. You've got these skills, these experiences. You've polished it up. You've got rid of some of the burrs. You're going in the right direction. What's next for being overseas, or what's next for Roger?
Yeah. Well, at the moment, I'm working on other projects. You know, my background, as I said before, is in digital media. So I do have to sort of make a bit of money and work. So
fair enough.
I'm working on a few other shows at the moment. But you know, being overseas is definitely not gone. I would like to go to other places and share my experiences with people. So So looking forward, you know. Moving forward, I'm hoping to do one in Southeast Asia, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Thailand. So I'm hoping to maybe get 3 episodes out of that season. And
have you been to any of those places before, or is it all fresh meat?
Never been. So it'll all be new. And, you know, that's kind of what the show's about, is me going to a place I've never been to before and, you know, finding new things about it and exploring that country.
And doing it on the fly.
Yeah, pretty much.
So where would you like to go? Okay, this is what you're planning. Yeah. What are your pipe dreams? How would you like to do things? Would you like to do Africa with a great big cast and crew, or what are your dreams?
Look, my dreams, I mean, I'll be doing the Being Overseas series, but there's actually another idea that I have for another series involving travel. So that's kind of my next sort of big dream, and to do that sort of on a bigger scale, you know, proper funding, you know, traveling around the world, sort of showing really unique places in the world, things that, you know, that kind of blow your mind. So, I mean, I'm doing a bit of research and it's all kind of in the pipeline now. So,
right.
But yeah, like that's kind of the next thing. And, you know, I'm teaming up with a really good producer at the moment.
Yep.
So, we're going to develop that and, you know, see where that goes. So, fingers crossed.
Yep. Yeah. And what about just personal travel? Is there places or events that you wanted to go and have a look at that...
Oh, look, I mean, as the saying goes, the world's your oyster. So, yeah. I mean, I'd really love to go to Antarctica. That's one of my big sort of travel dreams that I'd love to do. I really want to go to Tanzania.
Are you a Frozen fan?
I've never seen that film, actually. How about?
Just let it go.
Yeah. I'd love to go to Tanzania, Southeast Asia, and, of course,
what about
America.
Tanzania?
Pardon?
What is it about Tanzania? Not necessarily Kenya.
Yeah, look, For me, I think Tanzania, there's such a diversity. There's the Serengeti, Mount Kilimanjaro, you've got Zanzibar.
Victoria Falls.
Yeah, there's just so much that in that particular country that sort of, you know, I think encompasses Africa. I mean, not that it does, but, you know, I think it would be a great place to go to sort of see all those different things that Africa has to offer.
Mm. What else?
America. I'd love to do a really big trip through America, maybe 3-4 months. I'd really want to sort of give it some good time to see it properly. You know, obviously being such a huge country and, you know, Canada, I'd love to go up to do some snowboarding up in Canada.
Right.
Up in Whistler. Maybe a bit more of the South Pacific. I mean, I could go anywhere, you know, but those are kind of the ones that I kind of have in my mind at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, would they all be vlogged as well and turned into being overseas, or do you think that there's a time for just Roger to travel?
Yeah. Look, and this year, I am going to be taking some time just for me to travel and, you know, not be documenting what I'm doing. But, so it'll kind of be a mix. Like, I think the countries that I find, you know, that I'll probably spend a bit more time in, you know, I'll film them and, you know, make another season.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you know Joy Audio Production Services can help you with your audio recording needs, no matter what the task at hand? We have a way to support you and your business. We can produce radio-style interviews for your website, on-hold greetings, podcasts, voiceovers for video, and more. Call Joy's production manager, Jason, on 1-300-569-949 or email production@joy.org.au. That's 1-300-569-949. Joy Audio Production Services, commercial grade audio quality at community radio rates.
What are your big travel tips? When you're underway, what are the things that saves your skin?
Oh, travel tips. Okay. travel adapters. Oh my God, so important. I have a lot of things that I need to charge. So,
right.
you know, having a power board or, you know, sort of a multi-adapter is really useful. You know, if you've got your laptop, you've got your iPad, your camera, all of that, you know, it's, I think it's, you know, it's a lifesaver to be able to charge those all at once instead of one at a time.
New Zealand's all right.
Yeah.
Because they use the same plugs.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was
everywhere
easy.
Everywhere else.
That was easy.
It's
yeah.
a problem.
I think it's one of those things people kind of overlook as well, is the power adapters.
Oh, it's ubiquitous. You take it for granted. You just, Then you get to another country and, what are these weird plugs?
Yeah.
Why aren't they smiling at me? So what else? What else is...
Travel tips. I don't know. I guess this isn't sort of a practical thing, but if you are traveling, it's always nice to travel with someone.
Yeah.
You know, a trip is always better when you do travel with someone, and I've found that in the past. As you know, as I was saying, as much as I do like to travel by myself, I do like to mix it up and have someone else there with me, and you know, just be social, meet other people.
Yeah.
You know, be in places where there's, you know, a target-rich environment where you can meet other travellers and learn about places that they've been.
Target-rich.
Yeah.
Does that mean a lot of discount stores or...?
a lot of people that are sort of in your same situation.
So. Right, okay. Yeah. So, easy to meet people.
Yeah, totally.
You don't need an app for that. Well, thank you very much for joining us on Joy Today. Wishing you all the very best with being overseas. So, Channel 31, you have to be in New Zealand now to be watching it in Dunedin.
Yeah, so it's airing in New Zealand at the moment. But yeah, look, hopefully we can get it back on, you know, SBS or a national broadcaster, and you know. Watch this space.
Yeah, very exciting. Mm. Well, we wish you all the very best, and we look forward to having you back in a year or so again, so you can tell us about what else has been going on with Roger, where you've travelled to, and how you're getting it out there.
Yeah,
and,
love to.
So thank you very much for joining us on Escape Pod today.
No worries. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.